Hello and welcome to the PSA Pod. I'm Anthony Berticelli, VP of Operations at PSA, and I'm stepping in for Candace while she's out on maternity leave. Today we're talking with Joseph DeSanjo. He was the founder and CEO of 360 Integrated in San Antonio, Texas. Over the course of 17 years, 360 has grown to become one of the top security systems integrators in the San Antonio area with more than $20 million in revenue, 65 full-time employees, and a blue-chip client base. But this kind of success didn't come without a cost. Joseph says the journey was so hard that there were at least four times he wanted to quit. Fighting through project delivery issues, employee burnout, and feast or famine revenue cycles was exhausting. So, after a long, unsuccessful search for a software product that could make security integration an easier business, Joseph set off to build what the industry needed all along. The result is SiteOwl, an award-winning suite of cloud-based applications that enable integrators to deliver exceptional designs, installations, and service every time. We're going to talk to Joseph today about his journey and about why adopting new technology can be so hard for integrators. I hope you enjoy today's podcast, and if you have any ideas on topics or guests, feel free to send them to marketing@psasecurity.com. So hey, Joseph, thanks so much for sitting down with us today on the pod.
Absolutely, Anthony.
So you were a security systems integrator, as I mentioned, for almost 20 years before you started SiteOwl. You even said you almost quit the industry four times. Can you tell me a little bit about what caused that?
Yes, I can. So I think every integrator out there can relate to working incredibly hard, long days, long hours, and feeling like they're not making the progress they want to make. So when I got and started in the industry in 2002, I started off with this vision that, hey, I could bring some consistency to our outcomes and grow our customer base and have happy employees consistently throughout the year. And I'd get to a point that I had a predictable business. And what would happen year after year is our revenue numbers would grow. But no matter what I did and how hard we worked, our profitability would barely be above 0 to 1%. We barely survived. And I kept on thinking that every time I grow revenue, that eventually I'm going to hit this breakthrough moment where we're going to be profitable. And so 12 years in, this may sound incredible, but we'd grown to a $7 million business and still profits were close to zero. I was so frustrated because I couldn't seem to get everybody on the same page. I couldn't get customers on the same page with our sales guys and have happy outcomes every single time on each project, have that information pass on to our installation team and have that roll to the techs and go on to service in a streamlined manner. It was costing me years of my life, essentially. So I also felt like our entire company had to be like this group of absolute heroes. And we talk about problem with talent in our business. And we'd have new people come on board and think, oh my goodness, how can I work here? This is insane. You guys are working so hard and not getting the results you want. So at least four times during that period, my business partner had to talk me off the ledge because I said, this is too hard. I can't figure this out. I'm going to find a different industry that's easier to solve, because I can't solve it here. But eventually we did turn profitable and we did get to the type of profitability we wanted to be. I know you guys categorize integrators between levels and we got to the high level of profitability, but it was still incredibly painful. So I looked around, could not find any solutions that made this pain decrease for me or my team, and felt like the market needed a solution. So 5 years ago, embarked on that journey and said, we're gonna build a technology that's missing to bring consistency and predictable outcomes to our integration company and integrators throughout the world as well.
Fantastic. And so 5 years of developing and working on technology. And you know, that's something I think we see every day with companies, that they struggle with integrating and adopting new technology. So having this in your background now, why do you think it's so hard for integrators to adopt new technology into their business?
Well, the four main reasons that I see repeated time and time again. The first is the requirement to really make a mindset change. This starts with the CEO or the owner or the operations leader for that region, and realize that the pain you're living in on a daily basis is not the norm. Even though we've been experiencing this way to operate for years and years, maybe even decades for some integrators, it doesn't have to be normal. And technology can get us out of this spot. So the first thing is recognizing that and having a mindset shift regarding what technology can do for you. The second is learning how to quantify the business value benefits. So typically when integrators buy software. They haven't really bought software before. The most they maybe spent was we bought CD-ROMs and had QuickBooks on it maybe back in the day. And now this software is a service that you're paying for every year. So it's a change in how you invest your dollars. So you need to understand what the return is going to be for the business to get excited about that. Third, it's really critical that integrators understand what software can and cannot do for their business. So many times it's tempting for executives to think, hey, we have this big problem. We need software to solve that. And they think that's going to just be a magic trick. And overnight, their problems are going to disappear, but they forget about the people and the training. So that's a critical consideration in adopting software. And the fourth most important thing is really recognizing that when you do adopt software, you need to have a competent internal champion who's got authority, who understands what he's meant to accomplish, and is supported by the leadership team to make changes, because software drives change and the organization needs to be bought in and supporting whoever their champion is in helping adopt those technologies to move them forward.
Cool, interesting. So, you know, I think it's natural to just dig into these four areas that you mentioned, you know, a little bit more. So the first one I think is really interesting and something that probably is the biggest struggle. And that's that mindset shift. Can you tell me a little bit more about what that means to you and you know, how you've dealt with that over the years?
Anthony, this is a fun one because I think most of us can remember the days when we were in the analog world and we had this massive shift in the industry to IP. And most integrators out there couldn't fathom, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to work on networks and I'll be talking to IT directors now. How am I going to make that shift? Many people didn't shift their mindset to recognize this is the future, and they did not thrive as well as those that did. And we all recognize it now. It's you have to have an IT mentality to be successful. Additionally, when even thinking about PSA, I know your organization is fantastic at helping integrators adopt recurring revenue models. So it's the same. It's the same story. Many integrators are so used to project-based business, they can't shift out of that mindset to say, hey, recurring revenue is going to triple the value of my business. I need to do that. It's the same with software. What typically happens in the mindset shift is I think we have a constraint in the integrator's minds, and in my mind too, where we're grown up in this project mentality. And many times in the project world, you have to make a choice. You have to do things either better, higher quality. You can choose faster or cheaper, basically do it at a lower cost. So those are constraints in project management terms. Well, the mindset shift in software is software enables you to deliver on all three simultaneously. Technology and software help you do it better, faster, and cheaper. And that means higher quality, get it installed faster per your schedules, get it installed at a lower cost as well, all across the board for your entire organization. So when that mind shift happens, everything else in your organization aligns. You understand the priority. This needs to be a top priority in your organization. You need to recognize it is a skill that you will develop over time. You're not going to be masters at adopting software tomorrow. So don't start with these incredibly risky 6-month deployments that you haven't mastered some easy adoptions. That's high risk. But ultimately, once you make the mindset shift, you have this aha moment regarding what technology can do for you internally and in growing your business. Everything else becomes a lot easier for your organization.
Interesting. So I think, you know, when we talk about what comes easier and the fun part, I think when it really comes down to it, a lot of the integrators are focused on the bottom line and how this impacts numbers. And so, you know, with 20 years of experience running a company, can you tell me what that taught you about your second point, which was quantifying the benefits?
Absolutely. And so I love talking about financials with integrators because everybody cares about their P&L for their office, for their region, for the entire organization. And when you're buying software, for the first time, you're having this new item pop up on your P&L, typically in your overhead. And you have this new line item, it says software. And it might, for me, it said, we're spending about $50,000, $60,000 in software per year. And I'd see that on my P&L, it'd grow and grow and grow. And in my head, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, what's happening here? Where are the benefits? So we became pretty good at least do back of the napkin calculations regarding where my benefits are. Because many times the benefits are on a different line item on your financial statement. They could be benefits in financial growth regarding helping you close more deals. It could be benefits regarding cost reduction. Your tech's a lot more efficient. So a simple example of that is, I'll role play here. So let's say we're talking to an integrator and they have a $20,000 proposal because they want to do a bunch of stuff internally and get their techs more efficient. But they receive this proposal for the first time and they say, whoa, $20,000. I've never spent this kind of money before. Why would I ever do that? And so that we focus first and foremost on the problem. So the conversation looks like this. Well, Mr. Integrator, you and I both know that your techs are moving around in the field from project to project. Many times they're not really clear exactly what they're meant to do on that project. And many times they have to move to different projects because the schedules keep changing. Additionally, they have to communicate that information effectively back to the project managers. We know they don't write daily job reports effectively. We know the project managers also struggle to keep on top of what's been done on a daily, weekly basis. That's why you're always pushing them to figure out when a project's actually going to be complete. And we know it's a really chaotic environment. So let's paint the vision. If, for example, every single one of your technicians and your project managers knew exactly what was going on at each and every project they were working on, and even when they transitioned between projects, they could pick up seamlessly from where the previous teams were or where they were a month or two ago at that same project. What would that do for your business? And the integrator would say, well, I could imagine for sure I'd get at least a 15 to 20% improvement in my productivity out of my guys. And so the conversation continues. Well, how many guys do you have? I have 20 guys. How much does each guy cost? And he says, loaded with truck, gas, benefits, and everything else, let's say $100,000. And $100,000 might be a little on the high side, but it's easy math, so I'll just use it for now. So you have 20 guys, $100,000 a piece. That equates to $2 million on your financial. You can see it clear as day, every year, $2 million for my cost of goods regarding my technicians. So now you're saying, hey, I could use technology to get a 20% improvement in this area of my financials. Well, 20% off $2 million, that's $400,000 in opportunity. So if I do this effectively, I can drive $400,000 in opportunity down to my bottom line by my guys being more efficient, getting more done, maybe doing work that I would otherwise contract out to subs. That is massive. So now when you quantify the benefits and the integrator looks at a $20,000 investment to get a $400,000 return, it's an absolute no-brainer. And that's what integrators typically don't do as far as going through that mental exercise, and we help them do that.
That's awesome. And, you know, Joseph, I think that carries a lot of weight coming from you having done this yourself as an integrator for 20 years. So hearing you say that, I think, is a really strong point for people to take into consideration. Now, here's another thing that I think is really interesting coming from you, and that's your third point. So knowing that you now run a software company, it's very interesting to hear you say that the lack of understanding of software and what it can and cannot do, is an important factor here. So can you expand a little bit on what that means to the integrator in today's environment?
Absolutely. So as integrators grow and you become an executive or you grow in your ownership position with more employees, it's very easy to get disconnected from your frontline guys. And so many times executives see software marketed and they say, hey, this software can solve all these problems. And the executive immediately jumps to the conclusion, hey, if we get that, all our problems are gonna disappear. But the software can't automatically do that. The next most important thing, and probably even more important than the software, is the people. So you have to mentally and intentionally engage your people with transitioning to a new software that's going to change their processes, that's going to result in them having to change some of their mindset regarding how they approach their business. And if you skip that, expecting software to just be this miracle that's going to solve all your problems, you're really setting up your company for failure. I heard time and time again, just on the phone with an integrator 2 days ago, and he talked about an ERP system they're implementing, and they've been trying to implement it for a year and a half, which is insane. And I won't say it's insane. It's actually something I dealt with too, so I want to be empathetic. And I also heard of one spending hundreds of thousands of dollars because they jumped to this conclusion that's going to solve all my problems, invested a ton of money, and weren't able to get the outcomes they were hoping for. Ultimately, software is a tool that's meant to enable you, but it's really ultimately meant to enable your people to do their jobs better.
Interesting, you know, and I think you're right on, and this is a people thing. And as great as software is, I think we all know that this is a people-focused business. And you've talked about, you know, that focus on people. So can you tell me about the importance of finding the right person?
Yes, I can. And I'll give my own experience as an example of how not to do it, because I've done this many times as an integrator. I implemented NetSuite ERP solution for my entire organization. We implemented software for tons of purposes within our business. But one of the ones we implemented was a robust design quoting tool because we were very frustrated with how inaccurate our installation information was time and time again across our projects. Now, what we did was we thought, hey, who should lead this project? And we thought, well, the lead engineer should lead this project. The challenge was he was already torn between getting quotes out the door and dealing with pressures from sales to deliver each and every week based on his deadlines. Additionally, to be fair to him, he had no experience delivering on this type of deployment internally, nor did he get a partner from the software company to work with him on a weekly basis to gauge progress, nor did we run it like integrators are good at running things, like a disciplined project. Here's the Gantt chart. Here's when we're going to go live. Here's who we're going to train. Here's our punch list as we learn new things we need to solve. And most importantly, we did not create a cadence with the leadership team and across the departments that this new technology was going to affect, so that everybody was aligned with what's going on and how the change was going to affect everybody. So those are all things I absolutely did wrong. And it starts with first choosing the correct champion internally, making sure they have sufficient time to focus on this new endeavor, pairing them with a technology expert that could be internal if you're big enough and have somebody, or external if you're using a software company that can provide that support for the internal champion. And then making sure, above all, the leadership team is aligned and supporting that individual in deploying an effective solution.
So to bring this all together, your time and knowledge over the past 25 years brought you to develop a tool specifically to solve these four issues, and that tool is SiteOwl. So can you tell me about how SiteOwl addresses these four issues that you talked about here?
I took all these pains, both trying to implement software and technology as an integrator, and put them on the reverse side of the equation. How do we make integrators adopt technology effectively? So what we do regarding the mindset shift, and this is probably the most important thing, is right from day one, I knew this our software had to be incredibly easy to use. Because when an integrator is contemplating doing something, the first thing that happens is how difficult is this going to be? When they see our software and see how easy it is to use, and we have technicians up and running in 15 minutes. We have other team members, project managers, and designers under our up and running in one day promise. We make it so easy that they're not thinking, hey, I'm going to have to spend a month, 2 months before I realize results and can tell that my guys can adopt this effectively. So that really helps them make that mindset shift quickly, including us providing a full guarantee. So we make it really low risk for them to adopt. Regarding quantifying the benefits, so I gave the example earlier about technicians in the field and increasing their efficiencies up to 20%, and some companies actually get it over this, but we can rapidly show them how to do that and hold their hand as they help get to that point, because it doesn't happen overnight. You're dealing with an organization that's been around for sometimes decades. Additionally, we also help on the increasing revenue side, because this is a big miss that we help integrators quantify. When you do a great job up front with new prospects and clients, you essentially increase your close ratio and you increase the value of your sales guys' time in front of customers, because now they don't have to be in front of customers as much. So we help the integrator, and it depends on their situation and what they're trying to accomplish, quantify their benefits. Regarding underestimating what the software can or cannot do, this is one thing that ties to making the software easy. Everybody in the organization, and this can be an exec, a project manager, a technician in the field, even the service team, can see on SiteOwl how we use living floor plans. And that's a patented methodology that we use to keep everybody on the same page, which is we've taken floor plans that used to have to be printed out for everybody and digitized them. So it's a living, breathing instrument online for everybody to access. So we've taken that and shown them how it will sew everything across the design, installation, and service departments. So sometimes still people will underestimate what software will do even without software, but we really help mitigate that because we make it easy to understand what the software will and will not do. And lastly, regarding making sure they have a correct champion, we've deployed this numerous times with tons of integrators. And so the first conversation is speaking to whoever's leading the project or signing off on it. Are they bought in, and who in their team is going to be involved and who's that dedicated champion. We make sure they have enough time in the schedule, and we create a training checklist and our deployment onboarding checklist as well that aligns to that. And we provide a dedicated customer support expert who's a true technical expert, not just in the integration space, but also regarding our softwares and in softwares in general. So they can advise and support them, even if the integrator themselves doesn't have that technical support person to help them make sure they get to a successful outcome.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Joseph. I think Sitel is a fantastic tool that a lot of people can take advantage of. And as you said, you know, have a direct impact in a very, very quick fashion on their business. So can you tell us a little bit more about how our listeners can find you or get more information about Sitel?
Absolutely, love to. So we're helping integrators every day retool their business and get to their goals faster. They can schedule a conversation or demo with us online anytime at www.getsiteowl.com, or they can visit PSA's website and see us as a solution partner with a bunch of relevant information there that they can access as well to learn more about us.
That's great. I appreciate it. And Joseph, thank you so much for taking time with us today. It's been a great conversation, and I hope all of our listeners take the opportunity to learn a little bit more about Sitel and see how it can help their business. So thank you again for your time, and we look forward to our continued partnership between PSA and Sitel going forward.